One summer when I was camp director.
Wow.
And that's where this story begins. I was 25 years old. And I was in the deepest possible sleep when the call came. The horses had gotten out and run all the way down to Little John's cabin. It was late summer, and we were short-staffed at the barn. I heard Leslie's tired voice telling me, the horses got out, you're gonna have to come down here. So I got out of my warm bed, put a jacket on, it was very, very cold. You could see the northern lights. I came down by the lake, and there was steam coming up out of the lake. I went all the way down to the barn, and Leslie was meeting me like this. She said, here's a bucket of oats. Go get them. So I wrapped my frozen fingers around the bale of the bucket and set out down the road past the lake here. And as I walked, I started to warm up a little bit. And I started to look at the sky and look at the constellations, and I could see the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, Orion, Sagittarius. It was a beautiful night. And before you know it, I got to Little John's cabin. Little John's cabin is a little house made for cook staff to live in. And it's really made for two people, but they usually have six or eight people living there. And there were the horses. They were eating fallen apples from the apple trees all around the front door of Little John's cabin. So I went up to the biggest horse I could see, and I reached out with a bucket, and the horse put his muzzle in the bucket and started to eat the oats. And then all of a sudden, six horses came, and I had to drop the bucket because they were going to crush me. So I ran onto the porch at Little John's cabin. And I said, what am I going to do now? I don't even have the bucket of oats. He said, I know. I'll go to that big horse and I'll grab his bridle. So I grabbed it and I started to walk with him. I said, oh, I'm going to walk them back one at a time to the barn. So I walked down the road a few steps, and pretty soon all the horses started to follow us. It was amazing. It was the most amazing thing. And I was feeling so happy. I was feeling, wow, I'm the camp director. People aren't going to be mad at me about not having enough counselors anymore. They're going to be really proud of me for bringing these horses back, all of them. And I walked with a proud chest sticking out, walked down the road, and I was walking with a springy step now. And I walked a little faster and a little faster, and I said to myself, you can trot. You can run a little bit with the horses. So we trotted a little bit. And then I said, well, maybe I can run a little faster. We'll get to the horse barn a little faster. So I ran and ran and ran. And the horses ran. They cantered and then they galloped. And I had to let go of the horse because I was going to be dragged under him. And the horses ran all the way up to Slide Mountain. And I thought to myself, oh my Lord, tomorrow in the dining hall, I'm going to get the real treatment I deserve. Bad treatment. But as they ran down the street, as they ran down the road, all of a sudden, stars were shooting in the sky. And stars were in the sky. And stars were flying up from the hooves hitting the asphalt. So there were stars flying up from the ground, stars flying down from the sky, and what? Stars in the sky. It was the most beautiful thing I have ever seen or ever will see. And it was worth all the failure in the world as I walked to get the horses at Slide Mountain.